This is episode number 2323 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 26, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
On Tuesday's episode of the Drew Barrymore Show, Martha Stewart reacted to the internet wanting her to date Pete Davidson.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
They're looking at Pete to up his game.
Well, yeah, of course.
Up his game. Go up. You know, forget the 40s.
Yeah, you know? No, go for he the needs, 80s, damn it.
You know what? If you're gonna date older women, you need to step it up, dude.
Right?
So Drew brought it up after talking about men with tats, including Pete, to which Martha was a resounding fan.
Ooh, Martha likes the tats. Okay, all right.
He's dated so many women. I'm not saying that's bad. I think that's good.
Of course she does. Of course
she does. That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
He's sort of cute.
He's sort of cute.
I know everybody loves him. Now, she noted they've been acquainted. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
I recorded that.
You're getting better at that.
Wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't you. That was Martha. Okay. Yeah.
She noted that they've been acquainted since they both teamed up to roast Justin Bieber in 2015.
Oh, they've known each other for a while.
He was this little twerp. He was even twerpier than Bieber.
Well, that's pretty twerpy there, Martha.
He is a good guy. A very good guy.
Well, good
he knows.
For him.
How to get in and get out. That's what she said.
Right. Oh, maybe she does them a little bit better then. Okay.
The internet has been a buzz about the two since they were snapped holding hands at the White House Correspondents' Dinner earlier this year.
Oh, my.
Friends with benefits.
Oh, come on now. That's terrible. Friends with benefits.
He likes my CBD line.
Okay, all right.
And my herbs.
Does he now? He likes your herbs. Oh, he, my. I don't know. Can we say that on the radio? He likes your herbs?
My flower garden. He likes to open the petals.
All right. Enough. Come on now.
Martha. She's being naughty.
She's naughty. She's naughty. She is.
Martha's naughty. Takes one to know one.
Oh, my goodness. So, I don't know. I don't think that either one of them, you know, I just don't see it.
You don't see it?
No, I don't see it.
I don't see it. It wouldn't surprise me if there was like a one night.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. No.
You don't think he'd go out to her massive, what is it,
I
state farm for tea?
I think that he would go out to her house. She'd fix him a lovely dinner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then she'd have to slip him a Mickey to do any of that. But I'm just thinking, it's like...
Nah, she wouldn't have to slip him anything.
No, really? You don't think so?
I mean, they could imbibe in her CBD gummies.
And then he'd fall
She's
asleep.
Got a whole bunch of them.
Then he'd fall asleep.
Maybe, but he might just relax.
That's
I don't know.
All right.
Let it happen.
Let it happen. Let it all hang out, Pete. That's what we say.
They could play, she could play estate owner and farm boy. You may remember Matthew Perry and Julia Roberts dated briefly in the 1990s.
They didn't.
Yes,
they did. Did they date?
They did.
I don't remember that.
And he broke it off.
He did?
Uh-huh.
My idiot.
And his new memoir due out next week, which I say good on him.
Yeah.
Matt recalls when Julia wanted to be a guest on Friends.
She was on an episode, right? One episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was hilarious.
She played like an old school.
I don't exactly remember who she was, but she asked him if he'd ever worn women's underwear.
That's right.
And he said, yeah, it was Aunt Edna's.
It was Aunt Edna's.
And then she leaves him in the bathroom.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's right. It was an old schoolmate of his, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
She's getting revenge on him. So they made a go of it off screen via fax.
Fax? What?
He said three or four times a day, I would sit by my fax machine and watch the pizza paper slowly revealing her next message.
Oh, my dirty faxing. I don't remember ever doing that.
So he says
I know
that
it was the 90s, but
by the time they filmed her episode, they were already a couple.
Woo! They were going strong.
Hot fax. Eventually, he broke up with her before she could break up with him.
Well, smart, because she was gonna. I mean,
well, see, he said it was bound to happen because she's Julia Roberts and he's just a TV guy.
She's Oscar-winning.
And he also said he was broken, that she'll never.
Well, he was a mess.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize he was such a mess.
He was,
and
yeah.
It sounds like he's still a mess, kind of. He's better now, but he's only been sober for 18 months.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that he missed out on Julia Roberts. But you know what? Clooney missed out on Julia Roberts. Lyle Lovett.
No, but they
Kiefer
all got
Sutherland.
To kiss her.
That's true. Well, they probably got to do more than kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to think about it for a little bit. You know.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
So Matt also claims he spent $9 million on rehab over the years.
I believe that.
And he can't figure out why Keanu Reeves is still a thing.
Yeah.
You know what, Matt? I was supporting you. I was with you all the way.
She's off the Matt Perry train.
You know, back away from Keanu.
Back off the Keanu, man.
Don't go. Yeah, don't go dissing Keanu.
Yeah, I don't understand what he's got against Keanu Reeves. Although I've not ever been a huge fan. But I like him better now than I used to because he's off screen. He's a very good, I guess he's a humanitarian.
Yeah, I suppose.
Of course, I thought that about James Corden,
as far as I know, he has never, Keanu Reeves has never dated Julia Roberts.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Well, he's married to Winona Ryder, so you know that. Because from whatever movie they were in, they actually got married by a real priest.
Yeah.
Or something like that. They both consider the fact that they're married. Even though they're not.
It should have been Keanu with Sandra Bullock.
She's probably thinking that too.
They actually both thought about it at one time. Ooh. They did. Just at opposite times. Didn't realize
did the two movies, right?
Yeah.
They did Speed and they did The Lake House, right? They didn't do any others?
I don't think so.
See, they were made for each other on camera. I will say that.
Yeah.
Now I got to go watch Speed again. But never Speed 2. With our apologies to Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.